From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama is on an eight-day trip to Asia. In Tokyo today, he delivered his first major speech on strengthening ties to countries in the Asia-Pacific region. Mr. Obama emphasized regional security as well as economic cooperation. Dwali Saikautel reports.
President Obama spoke directly to North Korea, saying, "We will not be cowed by threats and we will continue to send a clear message through our actions." In his speech, Mr. Obama warned North Korea that it must give up its nuclear ambitions and return to stalled six-party nuclear disarmament talks or face tough unified action by the U.S. and its Asian partners. Mr. Obama said when he goes to Singapore to attend the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, he'll be the first American president to meet with all 10 leaders of Southeast Asian nations. Mr. Obama's Asia tour will continue on to China and finish in South Korea next week. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautel in Seoul.
The president left behind his weekly address, which focused on the shooting rampage in Fort Hood, Texas last week. He said he's ordered the military and the intelligence community to conduct a full investigation.
"We must compile every piece of information that was known about the gunman, and we must learn what was done with that information. Once we have those facts, we must act upon them. If there was a failure to take appropriate action before the shootings, there must be accountability. Beyond that, and most importantly, we must quickly and thoroughly evaluate and address any flaws in the system so that we can prevent a similar breach from happening again."
The president said he's confident that justice will be done and the full story will be told. Funerals will be held today for some of the 13 people who died. Attorney General Eric Holder announced yesterday that professed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four other Guantanamo Bay detainees will be tried in a civilian federal courtroom in New York. Republican leaders such as Mitch McConnell of Kentucky are strongly opposed. For member station WFPL in Louisville, Gabe Bullard has more.
McConnell is concerned that by trying the suspects in a civilian court, classified information will be released and used by terrorists for future operations. Furthermore, he says the military commission trial system at Guantanamo Bay is capable of trying the suspects, and they should not be brought to New York to be prosecuted.
"There's no need for it. These are not U.S. citizens. They are not common criminals. This is not somebody that stuck up a convenience store. These are people who orchestrated a mass murder. And it was an act of war, not a criminal matter."
Attorney General Eric Holder has said the suspects should be tried in the country where their alleged crimes were committed. McConnell says his legislative options to block the domestic trials have been exhausted. For NPR News, I'm Gabe Bullard in Louisville.
This is NPR News from Washington. The remnants of Tropical Storm Ida are moving out to sea after battering much of the East Coast for the past 3 days. At least six people died, three in Virginia, two in North Carolina, and one person in New York. Three fishermen are missing in New Jersey and feared dead. Their boat sank in rough seas Wednesday night. Two major grocery store chains have reached a tentative labor agreement with their workers in Arizona. The move averts what could have been a strike in many parts of the state. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
Roughly 25,000 people with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union Local No. 99 were set to go on strike Friday. 1,000 of them gathered late Wednesday night to design picket signs and organize protests. The walkout would have affected more than 230 Fry's and Safeway grocery stores in Arizona, just as people are getting ready to shop for the Thanksgiving holiday. They're two of the largest grocery store chains in the state. Both were prepared to bring in hundreds of workers from other states to try to fill the gap. Negotiations stalled a few weeks ago, then broke down completely, mostly over workers' health benefits. Talks began earlier this week, and the two sides finally reached an agreement late Wednesday. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
It appears that supply might exceed demand for Christmas trees this year. High prices early in the decade had enticed farmers to get into the Christmas tree business, and those trees are now big enough to sell. But fewer consumers are buying these days, and prices are likely to fall. A 7-foot noble fir that sold wholesale for $25 to $29 a few years ago will fetch perhaps half that amount this year. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.